Good afternoon, and I think it's over to you, Carlo, for your story now. What would you like to start with? Which one?
You know what? Let's start with this going under the knife to get a job.
Oh, right.
Apparently, if you've got a face like mine, you ain't getting a job too easily, too quickly. Older people are finding the job market very, very difficult.
That's really quite worrying.
Out of today's 7 days, and yes, a lot of people are going under the knife in order to be in the running for jobs. So my question is, would you be willing to well, not you, but our listeners. You're always a no person. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, I was like, no. I mean, when it comes to these kind of radical things.
Oh, right.
Yes. You're very consistent. I'm not being unfair towards you. You're
would
very
you,
consistent.
Hattie?
No.
Michael?
No.
No, see, not at all. We have a consistent no in the studio.
But then I can't refuse a job, I might.
Oh, really? What? Because of what?
I don't know. If it proved to be a real problem later on in life, then you might have to kind of, but I think one can work, you know, can charm in other ways. It's not just about look.
I mean, you'd hope so.
It's sad.
Wasn't there a story a while back with a girl, I think it was in the States, where she actually said she was too attractive that she couldn't get a job.
Yeah, she
and
yeah,
it was to her own detriment, her own good looks.
But she did look like Jennifer Lopez.
She was really
quite
beautiful.
She was absolutely stunning. Yeah. And I think it was either The Guardian or The Telegraph that
Do you remember that story?
Yes, and there she was photographed wearing a body-hugging black dress with a lot of cleavage showing. And that was the kind of outfit that she would wear to
work.
Her interviews or to work.
Yeah.
But she was finding it very, very difficult to get a job.
Can you be too beautiful to get a job?
But this idea that, you know, Dubai is a space for young people and the young people are getting given the jobs based on looks, what's happening to the kind of mind element of things? You know, who's kind of working out what the balance is when you're kind of ticking off these sheets? Yes, brains in place, faces in place. Who's putting that together?
Well, I mean, honestly, let's be realistic now. I think possibly, unfortunately, I think it does sometimes... I'm not talking about myself now. I'm saying it could make a difference in that, for example, if you are in a sales job or even if you're in PR, Michael, you know, a pretty girl or a good-looking
guy. She says sliding my industry. Carry on.
I'm sorry. No, I'm asking you. Could it make a difference? I mean, is it something that you consider? Well put together, you know, attractive person goes out there, opens doors more so than someone who's perhaps not quite so well put together and not quite so attractive.
Well,
I think the
reality in our industry, I think, as is the case with many industries, is that people want to deal with other people who are approachable, and I think attractive people are considered to be approachable. I think that's probably, you know.
Which, approachable, but doesn't necessarily mean they've got good personalities.
No, true enough, yeah, good point. Fair point.
I mean, you know, we all know pretty people who are dull as dishwater, so... It's that personality.
But this report, though, by Duncan Hare, I mean, it is picking up on a global trend where people, you know, have to be attractive. But you can't, you know, you don't, just because you're 50 or 60 doesn't mean you're unattractive. I mean, it doesn't work like that anymore. It's become a very, very different landscape. People are preserving themselves in a way that possibly they didn't before. I think people internally are more zestful, more youthful.
But is it saying more so that not that they're not attractive, it's just that they look too old for the job? Is that the problem?
It's actually both, possibly being too old for a job and not being attractive enough for a job.
Because if you're a 45-year-old, well then, or a 35 or 25-year-old, obviously, or surely you should go on experience rather than looks.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, but this is also one of these pieces where I think there's a little bit of marketing within it. I mean, Dr. Jaffa Khan is quoted. He's the boss, apparently, the Aesthetics International Clinic in Dubai, says that one of the biggest cosmetic trends he sees today is folks in the 40s and 50s looking for a lift in an attempt to keep up with the kids in the workplace. As the effects of aging begin to take their toll, we're not helped by living in the unrelenting climatic conditions of the desert.
But we spend most of our time indoors.
Drink water and stick some moisturiser on your face.
Is he running an ad on that page?
Well, you know, the reporting I would question, but there is another piece on page 34 where it is actually saying that there is this trend where employers are focusing on beauty instead of brains. That it is a little bit sexist because you've got a photograph of a very blonde and pretty woman with lots of kind of blue eyeshadow and very pink, pouty lips. So if that's a kind of female side of it, how does it affect the male side of it.
It does make a difference. I mean, I'm sorry, but I would, you know, I think anyone could argue against that it doesn't. Unfortunately, possibly to open doors. It doesn't mean you're going to sign a deal. It doesn't mean that you're going to possibly even continue with this person. But I know recently someone went around, it was a salesperson for some coffee machines. Absolutely stunning, apparently. They bought one immediately. Brilliant. Got her back, you know. The same thing happened for in this office. I'm not sure if I can really say. I certainly won't say the company, but same thing happened here where there was a sales girl coming around and absolutely attractive. And all their sales girls were really attractive. And they would always invite them into the office and always have a meeting with them. I don't know if they actually bought what they were selling. Look at the Red Bull girls.
Right.
You know, these very pretty, very bubbly, very attractive girls. I'm not saying that they're not intelligent either, but... That's the initial kind of thing that you see, and unfortunately it does. It seems to be the way of the world, and I think it is.
You can also be quite quick to judge on looks as well. In terms of you'll see it as in quite shallow terms. You will look at someone very attractive and think that there's not much else to them.
Mm.
I think something like this, or you'd have to kind of look at the research, the statistics, and look at where are these attractive, pretty people needed. I mean, if I wanted somebody from my reception, I possibly would be incredibly cruel and want somebody who is young and bubbly and great fun and looks sharp. And I might not employ my 75-year-old mother to do that job, but she'd be absolutely brilliant running the kitchen area of, a company. So I think it needs a little bit more depth in terms of, these are the areas that younger, more pretty, attractive people are being recruited for.
I don't know. I'm talking ideally, but I think it's sad, really, that everyone shouldn't just be given an equal... Going back to equal opportunities again.
Well, equal age rights.
I mean,
equal age rights, is that something that has to be considered kind of globally? Because 60 is no longer 60. If you do watch the movies and you look at women that used to be in their 30s and the 50s, the way they're projected in the movies, they look as old as my mother. The other evening I was watching an American movie and there's women in the 50s, husbands and a baby in the pram, and I'm like, they look like grandparents. So the world has actually kind of, become a lot younger, and I'm wondering whether, to pick up on your point, we need a kind of new legislation on what happens. What is it? What you're reading?
I'm just reading some of these text messages. Let's just read them out. What does that tell you about Dubai then if you can't get a job over 35? You can't. Well, it doesn't say that you can't.
It doesn't say you can't. I think it depends on, what job are you looking for? What's your sphere of work?
Another text message. I'm over 50. I am attractive and experienced, but I can't get a job here. Someone else has texted in saying, as a guy, a pretty girl will always... We'll always get attention, as we may pull. See, I told you, it's true.
But in the olden days, and I'm not sure, it's possibly still the same. I remember working in the early days.
Why are you gesturing toward me? Am I older?
No. In the days when I kind of started out in PR, the girls in London, they really were all called Camilla, and they had long blonde hair. They had headbands. They were a whole race apart. The PR girls in London were very like that. They were wonderfully lightweight, very pretty, very well connected, and they all sat in offices kind of having a wonderful social life as well as doing the odd floaty press release and sending it out. But then
they
float about the office, but they don't actually do any work now.
But I've always been involved in the world of kind of toiletries and cosmetics, so possibly it's more hard-hitting in your universe.
Right.
That we must take a great break.